With the astronauts returning from space, we were talking about what they eat in space and when they come home. Tang came up because the astronauts drank Tang in space. And producer Julie said that her grandfather was part of the crew that invented it. We were shocked. Joining us, it's Grandpa Dunn. How are you?
I am fine.
We were so excited.
Grandpa, we were just talking about, you know, what makes our families cool and things that they had been a part of or whatever. And turns out Julie had a whole list of things. But as a space geek myself, it definitely perked up my ears right away to hear that you were part of the team that was responsible for Tang. So please, if we could get this story.
Well, I was still in high school, and my father was a chemist and an essential oil company, a real small outfit in Mount Vernon, New York. And somehow they got a contract to work with General Foods to develop a powdered drink. And my father got me the job working after school and on weekends and then during the summer. My job was to operate the distilleries. So they got this contract with General Foods to produce this product. And in Florida, they would squeeze oil out of oranges, put the oil in 55-gallon drums, ship it to us. I would take the oil and distill it down to 10 times its normal strength. And then we would ship that product, I think it was to Long Island, where they had a spray dryer that took the water out of the liquid and sent it off to General Foods, and they put it together as a product called Tang.
It's Grandpa Dunn, producer Julie's grandfather, talking about inventing Tang.
It's amazing when we think about, like, powdered drinks. When they came to you and they were like, we're going to make a powdered drink. I imagine people throwing off their tool belt, going, it'll never happen. We can't make it. What are you talking about? This tomfoolery, this shenanigans this malarkey.
It never really made it. From what I understand, the stuff never moved until John Glenn put it on board the spaceship, and then all of a sudden it became a household product down in the 60s. But it took John Glenn and the space program to make it a popular drink.
Yeah, amazing. But that's how everything is. Like, you just need somebody famous to use it or utilize it for people to be aware.
Right.
You could say that rocketed the sales.
Oh, that was bad.
It's good to be with family, I guess, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also amazing to me, too, that it was like three or four locations, different states that were pushing back and forth these products here because everything was so specialized then. Think about that. What was your first high school job? I was washing dishes at a Chinese restaurant. He was inventing something that was going to go on the spaceship. It's amazing.
Grandpa Dunn, is Julie an heir to the Tang fortune?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I want to know.
I never made a buck out of it.
Oh. That's so sad.
Did you get free Tang?
We would have to, all the people who work in this little company, I think there were maybe 10 of us. Mm. And we would sit around in the lunchroom with these little plastic cups of Tang and taste it to make sure that it met the specifications that General Foods was looking for.
Yeah.
So when the product came out on the market, I never wanted to eat it at all.
He was like, this is disgusting. He's like, I can't even believe we're giving this to people.
It's probably giving me emphysema. I'm working in this factory line. Wow.
That was it, yeah.
It's amazing.
Right. And that's how Julie's grandfather invented Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, Grandpa Tang, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Julie, what are you most proud of your grandfather?
Oh, he's the best. He sends me jokes every day and always makes sure that we're all good.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's
a good
great.
Grandpa. It's a good grandpa right there.
You have our unwavering trust, sir, and John Glenn's.
Take care. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks, Grandpa. Love you.